Today on CityCast Philly, I'm chatting with CityCast CEO David Plotz. He's got some questions about how we do things in Philly, and I've got to clear up the record. It's Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. I'm Trinae Nuri, and this is CityCast Philly. CityCast CEO David Plotz, welcome to Philly.
Thanks, Trinae. It's great to be there. I'm not actually there.
Right.
But it's nice to be kind of there.
Yes.
So I'm here, Trinae, because I have been to Philly a number of times. I grew up in D.C. I live in D.C., so it's a nearby city. You know, obviously kind of Liberty Bell as a kid and then like the Barnes collection as an adult. But honestly, I have so many ignorant ideas about Philadelphia, and I just have a lot of questions.
Okay.
And I thought it might be a good perspective for you as a kind of Philly native, and it's for your listeners to get a sense about what does an outsider actually wonder about your city. So can I throw some questions at you?
Okay, let's do this. Ooh, I'm excited.
Okay, so when it comes to sports, why are you like that? Have you ever thought about just being different? Like when you're holding the battery and you're about to hurl it at the Giants fan, mm-hmm. Do you ever think, maybe I shouldn't throw it? Maybe I should just drink the beer and not dump it on the guy with the Cowboys hat. Did you ever think about that?
Well, you know, we are kind people. We may not be nice people. Here's the thing. Do I think if we should change? Absolutely not. You need to be who you are. Someone has to do this job. If I'm the villain in your story, so be it. You know, that's just how we are. We're just passionate fans who want to see wins. We believe in all of the players, all of the coaches, all the coaching staff. Yeah, where does it come from? I have no idea, but it's here and it shouldn't change.
Have you ever actually dumped a beer on anyone?
Of course not. I'm not like that. I'm the person that wants to drink a beer with you during the game.
Okay. All right. Next question. Do you know Boys to Men? And how often do you see them around town?
I have never met them personally, but my dad would play the Let It Snow. Let It Snow. Every Christmas. Classic and Boys to Men, Boys to Men. So that was my childhood. So yeah, good times, but I've never met them.
How often do you actually eat a cheesesteak? You don't actually eat it all the time. Honestly, is it like once a year, once every 2 years?
No, I think a cheesesteak is part of my monthly diet.
Really?
It just gets like that. Yeah, because
really?
It's comfort food. I personally, you know, you can get it customized any way you want, but I love a good roll. If the bread ain't good, it's a bad cheesesteak.
But really, once a month? I was thinking it's going to be like, oh yeah, you know, we talk about it, but we don't actually eat it. But not true.
Oh, no. It's essential in my diet.
In Denver, they will not shut up about hiking. And in Portland, they will not shut up about coffee. What will you Philly people not actually shut up? What are you really boring about and you keep talking about even though no one else wants to hear it?
Dang, that's a good question. Jalen Hurts. Jalen, if you're listening, we love you. We can't stop. And here's the thing. I'm kind of irritated by other sports commentators that are outside of the city. I feel like they just naturally have, like, they're natural haters. Like, stop hating on us and give some respect to this man and give him that MVP status. He deserves it.
So is it... You won't stop talking about Jalen Hurts or you won't stop talking about the Eagles or both?
Both.
Okay. Yeah, it seems that way. That's what I would have guessed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Abbott Elementary, good for Philly, bad for Philly. Discuss.
Great for Philly. I love the advocacy work that Cheryl Lee Ralph has done off screen. Obviously, you know, she is married to one of our local state senators. So I think it also... you know, all of the teachers and students in that show have just been tremendous to show the craziness and sometimes realities of our public education system.
Is it okay for me to have a crush on Charlie Ralph? Is that okay?
Yeah, she's a beautiful woman. And I wish I personally knew her. I mean, hey, Cheryl, if you are listening, we would love to speak with you. I also want to like say shout out to Quinta. We actually went to Temple University together. We did not cross paths, but I remember someone sending me one of her like web series. And this is when like YouTube just came out. We were all still trying to figure out what YouTube was. I was like, oh, okay, pretty cool. Then I saw her at BuzzFeed. Now, you know, Abbott Elementary. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, somebody from Temple. So proud of her.
I have a crush on her too.
Very smart woman.
Okay. So I know Philly is a great Black city and I know it's a white ethnic city. Do you have immigrants like who are not white ethnic and Black? Like, and who are they and where they live and where are they from?
We have a really strong Cambodian community in South Philly. We also have a tremendous West African community in Southwest. There are some folks that are actually organizing right now to start a community center and other initiatives that they want to rename that section Africatown. So, yeah, there's lots of diversity in our city.
People in New York, I mean, this is a cliche. People in New York work in finance. People in D.C., my city, work in politics and related professions. In Boston, it's like tech and medicine and university stuff. I have no idea what people in Philly do. Not the faintest idea. So what do people do in Philly?
Me too, because I'm like, the rent is so high. Like, how are y'all affording this? We've got some great lawyers, doctors, great musicians. There are teachers. A lot of people, I think, also work for some of the big hospitals, some of the larger universities, and obviously Comcast is pretty big downtown.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yep.
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm. More tech jobs, I think, are popping up through Comcast. And I've heard some things where a lot of people from New York are migrating to Philly because it's a little bit cheaper.
I'm sure you just love having those people from New York come here.
I'm not a natural hater. I just have to say, don't act like you know everything either, because you just got here. So calm down. Okay. Thank you.
I was in Delaware last weekend, and
why?
So friend, oh man, that was some shade.
Okay. I love Delaware.
So, when you think of Philadelphia, it's Philadelphia, but it's and Pennsylvania, but it's also New Jersey and Delaware. Mm-hmm. So, which is legit Philly, and which are pretenders? Are the New Jersey people legit Philly? Are the Delaware people legit Philly? Or it's only if you're from Pennsylvania and really close to the city can you be real Philly?
Well, this is a really great question, because I actually grew up in Delco, Delaware County, so it's outside of Philadelphia. Then you've got other, you know, counties: Montgomery County, Bucks, Berks. I feel like those counties can claim Philly. South Jersey, let's just keep it real. If you live in something, something township, that's where you live. Stop saying you live in Philly. It's okay. It's okay. And let me tell you something. I spent half my life living in northern New Jersey. So technically, I'm half Philadelphian, half New Jerseyan. I said it. I'm sorry if I disappointed anybody. But I, you know, that's just the reality. Jersey, be proud of being Jersey. Now, Delaware, when we get to Delaware, we're probably talking Wilmington. Wilmington is also a really great city. Lots of like restaurants, things happen. I love the waterway. I feel like, you know, when things were getting expensive in Philly, people were going down south, going down to Delaware. So a lot of Delawareans are actually Philadelphians.
Hmm. But you don't think, but that's not, if you live in Wilmington, don't say you're from Philly.
Yeah. If you lived in Wilmington for 0 to 5 years, you're still from Philly. But after that, just claim it. Just claim it.
Just to note, this is not a question. I do not have any questions about Rocky. None.
Okay.
Just saying that.
So you understand everything?
Everything. Mostly I understand Creed. Mostly I understand Creed.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that Philadelphia has adopted Creed in the way they adopted Rocky, because that is a great movie.
It is. I can't wait for the third installment. My only issue is just, you know, I've got issues with the word John, but I just kind of didn't like how the actress was like saying John. I would have preferred a native to be that character. Because that would have gave a chance to like a local Philly actress. But I get it. You know, it's Hollywood. So
let's talk about John. You mm-hmm. all love to talk about John, how important John is. Do real people actually use that word, or is it more something you pretend to use just to seem like you're Philly? Like you, it's very important to tell everyone about John, but you actually don't use it in conversation.
Depending on what neighborhood you are from and, you know, what age group you are representing, you will just naturally say it. If you are a business and use it in your marketing practices, I personally don't want to really participate. Like, I just think it's kind of corny. But people are, you know, they have it on T-shirts and mugs, and for their businesses, they use the word John.
But that seems like performative. That seems like it's not, we don't really say it. We're just, it's like our cool branding for the city.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God. So basically this episode, you know, launched from me seeing John Morgan, this like lawyer. He has now used another sign and he's saying use, like we say use guys. And I'm just like looking at it on 76, like, what the heck, man? Stop using our words. So yeah, I got issues with that word.
Speaking of language, do you people from Philadelphia ever say Philadelphia, or do you always say Philly?
Philly. I feel like I'm in English class when I say Philadelphia. Why am I being proper? Philly.
What is the main line? What is it? Is it a place? Is it not a place?
It's a place where, let's see, main line. Main line is the nice neighborhoods. Villanova's out there. A lot of the prep schools, private schools, great restaurants. You know, some sections of the main line have that like small town feel, lots of independent stores, you know, a bike shop, an ice cream shop.
But is it in the city? Is it suburbs?
It's the suburbs, yeah.
Is it just a one line of suburbs, or is it like a whole ring of places, or?
It's different neighborhoods. You got Ardmore, you have Radnor, you have Haverford. It's a nice, you know, it's nice. Some people might say it's bougie. I don't know. I like the restaurants. I like the people. Yeah.
Okay. Last question. I know I've traumatized you with that, just with the New Jersey part alone. Liberty Bell, Independence Hall, Betsy Ross's house. What is actually worth seeing? What's totally overrated?
What's worth seeing is one of my favorite Philadelphians, Octavius V. Cato. His statue is around City Hall. Like if you go towards South Broad Street, if you read about his life, it's amazing. And unfortunately, his life was cut short on an election day. Him and his girlfriend were like trying to desegregate the streetcars in the city, and just the work he's done at Cheney University, which is one of the historic Black colleges in our area. It's just amazing. Overrated? probably the Liberty Bell. I mean, it's not much that you can get out of that exhibit. I would say explore some of the other places like the National Constitution Center, which is amazing. I think they still have the exhibit where you can actually read the constitutions from other countries and see how much they're similar or different, and see, like, you can basically compare the democracies. Definitely the structure that is on 6th and Market, which actually will show you a deep hole in the ground where they actually buried enslaved people. Sometimes you actually, on like a spring or summer day, you can literally walk into a reenactor and they're completely in character and they will just run down like all of this history and you can ask them questions. Definitely around the corner of the Independence Mall, a few blocks down, you can visit the Museum of American Revolution, which also has really great exhibits, lots of information, and just, you know, those conversations about whose history gets told. I think a lot of these institutions are doing a better job at telling various histories.
Trine, thank you. So to summarize, you are nice, but you accept that the passion and violence in the soul is necessary for your sports fans.
I'm kind. I'm not nice.
Okay. People from New Jersey are great, but you're embarrassed to be from there.
I love my Jersey family.
You do eat cheesesteaks. And
now that's yes.
And that's about it. Trine, that was really fun. Thank you for having me.
Yes, thanks for being here, David, and all these questions. Now you got me thinking. And here's what else Philly's talking about. The city's Office of Economic Opportunity is offering monthly workshops for minority, women, and disabled-owned businesses. Through this virtual series, entrepreneurs will learn how to get city contracts, strategize, and network. For more info, check out the Hey Philly newsletter. And PennDOT is hosting an open house next Wednesday to show plans of its safety improvement project on Roosevelt Boulevard. The plans include relocating and adding crossovers at 5 intersections, realigning crosswalks, improving ADA ramps and access to public transportation, and also upgrading traffic signals. We'll have more info in our show notes. That's all for today here on CityCast Philly. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend, rate the show, leave us a review, and hit that subscribe button. Be sure to sign up for our morning newsletter, Hey Philly. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Bye. The city's Office of Economic Okay, sorry. Economic opportunity. Okay.